the bond, the tact, the decorum, the gradual distancing of parents and growing children in their delicate dance of disengagement, tugs repels both sides. By 12 or so, I could see clearly that my mother preferred her best friend's company to mine, but I moved past this pothole on the long road of adolescent self-absorption, so that by the time my mother died, and this same friend of hers could not conceal her grief, but even more her disappointment that I, the daughter, should be such a dog in the manger of the living, while her dear friend was nowhere to be found, I think I understood. I even sympathized. This double memory helps me now I see my son turn to his friends first, not to me. As for that matter, I turn first to mine. Not that the bond between mother and daughter, mother and son, fails to pull taut every now and then, and twang, and hum.